Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live. Pete Gray here along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We have a great show for you. Dwayne and Lewis from the San Diego Anglers and our engineer, George, from the East Coast there, Boston.
I am. And by the way, Pete, I just got to commend you on that switchover going from terrestrial to stream only. Yeah. You did it like a champ.
Well, that's you, man. It's all automated on your software here.
Well, thank you.
This is the backbone software
it
we're
is.
Running on.
It is, yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, how we know each other, we did the Mightier 1090 together. That's how I know you guys.
Yeah, way back when.
And that literally, there was really nothing in San Diego. They had a truck with a wrap on it.
Yeah.
The studio, there's no studio. People would upload files. You were the only real live show.
You were working with SportsGrid, right?
With SportsGrid.
Yeah.
So the server was in downtown L.A. We had two Comrexes like that in the tower in Tijuana. We might see it from the water later. Yeah. I kind of want to see
it. We're going to go rock fishing after the show.
I'm feeling really lucky to get to go fishing with you guys.
Yeah.
Dude, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's cool.
We're looking forward to it. That's how we know each other.
Hopefully
back in the day.
Up. But, yeah, that was a few years ago. Yeah, but then we got started. And
now you're going strong.
You basically taught us. I knew nothing about any of this stuff. And George, over the phone, taught me all this
is what
stuff,
I do.
Right?
This is what it's radio, doing. Really.
And so this
it's
is
radio,
actually the first live appearance of George in the world headquarters.
I'm loving it.
To kind of
every
oversee
minute.
What we're doing. Yeah.
Even better in person.
You get spoiled today going fishing.
Yeah, I'm going fishing. I think I'm lucky too to get to fish.
Enjoy
that's
those
okay.
fish. Enjoy those fish.
I'm going to enjoy it. Yeah.
See what happens.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of fishing, we're going to talk a whole lot about it. We got another full hour coming your way this morning. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Be a part of Let's Talk Hookup here in the second hour on the stream, on Facebook, YouTube, live. We're having a great time here. We're going to be continuing talking all this great stuff from the Dwayne and Lewis from the San Diego Anglers. And, man, are we giving away such a killer prize.
Really?
Again, mentioned in the first hour, Lewis was so generous to bring us a Kraken Supply Company kill bag. It's a beautiful waterproof fish bag that you can, you know, bring on the boat, bring in your car, whatever it might be, a beautiful bag for transporting your catch. And it's just so easy to deal with, too. You know, you think about the amount of space amount of space that a hard cooler takes up in the garage and storage and on your boat to get to roll that thing up, throw it inside of a hatch and not deal with it on your boat, but then be able to transport your catch and keep proper care of it. And so, yeah, just a very generous prize, and thanks to Lewis and Kraken for that. And if you want to join us, man, the only way in the second hour is through that Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, and it's the only way that you can text in your questions to the show. So as we said, just make sure you include that name and phone number along with your text message, so we can get you that big prize if you're the lucky winner at the end of the show.
Yeah. Now, Lewis, you're the rep for Kraken bags.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
So our company's
so
the rep now.
So where are they available?
So they'll be available at tackle shops pretty soon. Right now, they're available through us direct.
Okay.
But as a distributor, we'll have
you're
them all.
Just coming out with them.
Just coming out with them. This is version one, and then we'll have version two coming out at the beginning of the year. That'll
pretty
be
nice.
Introduced at PCS.
I like the idea that they're waterproof.
Waterproof, they're small. It's a flat bottom, so it doesn't roll.
Oh.
So, and that was their intention, to come up with a small bag that wasn't expensive. These things only retail for, $190.
That's only $190 for that bag?
Right now?
That's a deal.
$130.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, you
come
see us at the San Diego Anglers Tackle Meet next Wednesday, $100.
Wait a minute. Oh. There's a San Diego $100?
$100.
A swap meet. We have our annual swap meet is at Portuguese Hall next week.
What a deal that is.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Brandon and I
are
so where's
Agnes
that? So it's at your annual, your weekly, monthly meeting.
Monthly meeting. Always
next,
in November.
Next Wednesday.
Swap meet.
November 12th, I think doors open at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Okay.
And then they go until
9
o'clock, but most people are done by 8.
And what kind of things other than $100? Great kill bags.
Use saltwater fishing gear.
I can tell you one of them because we bought a table. So there's some of the things that we had left over from Tackle Day. We're going to have a table, and Brandon and I are going to go down and be the – have our swap meet, and then we're going to sneak some of that table and bring some of our own stuff, too. So I can tell you, in addition to that, I know we're going to have a table with some of our closeout items that are just going to be for sale, and then we're also going to have some of our personal stuff, and just, like, it's official swap meet. Yeah. Buy your table and, you know, whatever gears you have.
Oh, so you buy a table. If you have stuff in your garage you want to get rid of?
Correct. Yep. Well, we're all sold out. We sell it every year.
Oh, wow.
I think it's 35 tables this year.
Wow.
We sold it all
out. Buy a bunch of used tackle.
Yes, right. San Diego Tackle Traders will be there. They're like the headliner. They're like the Fisherman's Landing of trade shows.
Yes,
exactly. Yeah. So San Diego Tackle Traders will be there.
Wow. So that's next Wednesday starting at
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock at Portuguese Hall.
Portuguese Hall. And it's free.
Wow. Great.
There it is.
Well, let's find out what's Biden.
Again, speaking of finding out what's Biden, we got the man standing by, Mark Wish, here from our private boater buddy with our fishdope.com report. Today it's sponsored by Gamakatsu. Man, if you like to fish for tuna, which is so good right now, and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you are missing bites. From their 720 heavy-duty assist hook, which is great for your nighttime jig fishing, for the very best of live bait fishing, there's nothing that beats a Nautilus circle hook. They come in sizes as small as a number 4 and up to a 6-0. And for big fish, like we're here in Biting on the Ridge, or on the Lower Banks right now, that Nautilus HD, it is the perfect hook. Tough enough for big fish, but not an oversized wire to slow your bait down. You can see them at your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. Again, we got him, the private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Ricky, Pete, Dwayne, Lewis, George. You got the full house there.
Yeah, we
do. Have a great time. It's been fun listening to you. Okay, so I'm going to do a little different report here today. Not a whole lot new and aside into report, so same stuff, you know, in terms of the offshore fishing. So I want to tell a little story, two-part story, kind of a public service announcement, but totally relevant and seasonally appropriate to what we're going to be catching here soon. So anyway, part one starts yesterday. I got a customer that walked into the world famous Pacific Edge headquarters and he's all fired up. He's going to Catalina, first trip ever squidding. Wants to stay overnight. So we needed a squid light, needed a net. So we talked about all that. He got a 4-foot HydroGlow, which are great, and a big Promar net. So he's all geared up there. And we worked through all about what he's going to do with that stuff. And he said his tackle was out in the boat. So I walked outside with him to check it out. And a beautiful boat, nice little, I think a sea swirl, 23-foot sea swirl, nice little cabin, very clean, all kinds of good gear on it. But his tackle, oh, my God. I mean, I'm a tackle junkie. I like really cool stuff. And this wasn't that. So he did have one long rod with, like, a Torium 20 that was maybe workable for what he was going to do. And all the rest of it would be barely adequate to catch a mackerel by the bait barge. Totally useless for yellows and sea bass on the bait ground. So we had that conversation, tried to get him dialed up. He said he was going to put some new line on, and it's just like, whatever. He'll learn. So he took off for the island, and it'll be a start of an adventure for him. And I can't wait to hear the report this afternoon. So part two of the story, this is the opposite. This is the flip side. So this morning, I'm sitting in front of the computer, eating an egg sandwich, doing some recon, looking through the reports on BD Outdoors, and there's a post from Guernsey, who's a very excellent angler. He fishes commercial, fishes up north, and he gets them. And he's got some video of a catch from just a couple days ago, Wednesday I think it was, of a quadruple hookup on tanker-grade yellows on the bait grounds up north there. I wouldn't be surprised if it was kind of around that deep hole, but he fishes there in Channel Islands and up north there. But they got all, they hooked four, they got all four in the dark. And, I mean, that is just an incredible story to get four out of four, for one, and not get spooled or break off or have any of the multiple things happen that happen when your gear isn't in perfect order. And that's just a perfect example of what can happen when preparation meets opportunity.
That was my fault, too, by the way. Yeah, those sound effects. Yes, keep going, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, sound effects are great.
Got to be ready, right, Mark?
What's that?
You have to be ready.
That's right.
Yeah, you got to be ready, definitely. You guys got that so dialed in over there now. It's just awesome. But this example, you know, he's got some really cool video, and you guys should check it out. And you can look down, you can see that beautiful Pacific Edge 60 ST bay tank, just like the one you got, Pete, on his boat.
I love that tank.
But, I mean, his circumstance of getting 4 out of 4, and wait till you see the size of these jellies, it's like, holy crap, this is the real deal. Versus our customer going over with tackle that, oh, man,
yeah.
I could only imagine if he hooked them. But anyway.
But that's the difference.
For you guys getting ready for the winter season, you know, we do got a lot of big fish that swim around on the bait grounds and the structure, the kelp lines, the little beaches, so on and so forth. So much of that sea bass and yellow and big halibut we catch is, you know, 20, 30, 40 or more pounds sometimes. It's really to your advantage to make sure your tackle is perfect and ready to go. So that's this week's lecture. In terms of fishing, you know, like I said, pretty much the same. We are seeing a lot more squid moving in on the beach here. You know, we've had quite a lot of squid off Huntington Beach. Have not heard of any fish on it yet, but that can change. Mm-hmm. And Danny told me that some bait moved in off the checkpoint and maybe some more bait down there off San Diego. So, you know, collectively, that all sounds really good for our winter sea bass and yellows and big halibut fishing on
the
beach.
I should explain,
so
when
that.
Mark Wish says bait, that means squid.
Yeah.
Mark Wish
yeah,
talks
squid.
Squid. Yeah. He's not talking chovy. He's not talking sardine. He's talking squid.
Okay.
Yeah. Just for our idea.
Might be using some chovies, though, tomorrow. We're going over to Catalina for just a day trip, and we're going to take a little bait and see if those halibut have started to move in shallow and started to bite yet. I'm going to do a little check on that tomorrow, so we'll have that report for next week. And, guys, we got a little break in the weather now. It does not look good for the long term. It looks like we're going to have a pretty substantial change in conditions.
Week,
so if
yeah.
you get a chance to go, I'd go now because it don't look good for the next week or two.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, of course, fishdope.com always has all the info there. Danny and his boys do the best. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code. And for the best bait tanks and knowledge, how do we find Mark Wish?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
All right.
Have a good report, one way or another.
Thanks Mark.
Appreciate that report. We have a bonus report, right, Rick?
Yeah, we got our buddy Captain Cameron from the Mission Bell is on the line this morning. Morning, Cameron.
How we doing?
We couldn't be doing better. And Cam sent me a text when he heard that Dwayne was on the show and said, man, you got to tell that guy how much we love having Dwayne aboard. And I said, well, better. Yeah, why don't we need a little live Cameron update. And we wanted to hear about the Mission Bell. And I know that you guys have done a lot of fishing trips with the San Diego Anglers Foundation. And you have personally done a lot of fishing days with Dwayne over the year. And we're just excited to hear from you, hear about the boat, and hear what's going on.
Yeah, so as far as the boat, we've kind of shut down for the season. We're going to start maintenance here in the next couple of weeks and be ready for the spring. But more importantly, I just wanted to call in and just thank Dwayne and Debbie and the rest of the San Diego Anglers. I think we did 5 trips, 3 Wounded Warrior and 2 club trips. And, man, you just can't say enough good things about Dwayne and the guys and professionalism. And those Wounded Warrior trips are they're super cool for the operator, just the opportunity to take these guys out, and, man, they just enjoy a day on the water, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
So from the boat, we wanted to thank the guys.
Well, no, thank you, Cameron, for making fun trips for these guys here. The last trip we had, we ended up getting limits of yellowtail out at the Coronado Islands there. Now, these are a lot of people have never caught a fish in their life, and for them to walk off the boat with 5 yellowtail, it was
pretty awesome,
amazing, yes. Cameron said, let's go. It's time to head on back home. And the yellows just attacked the boat and kept getting more and more and more.
That's so cool.
Until the whole boat gets all bent. And pretty soon we had like 115 yellowtail on the boat.
Wow.
Incredible.
Wow.
That's awesome.
For a bunch of beginners.
For beginners.
For beginners, yes.
Yeah. And it was until that point, it was slow.
It was medium fishing all day long there, but boy, the afternoon they really hit.
Went off.
Cameron had the engine idling, and he went up in the wheelhouse and he shut it down.
Yeah, gotta love that.
And Cameron, how many years of Vagabond long range trips did you do with the Anglers Club over the years?
You know, the boat's been, they've been there forever, but, you know, I always disappear in the fall for lobster.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, okay.
But we did a few Wounded Warrior trips on there, and it was, you know, Coronado Island. So for me, it was like, let's go.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's so cool. Speaking of lobster, how's your lobster fishing?
Lobster fishing's good. You know, we're the wholesale and selling part's a little tricky this year with tariffs and all of that, but there's a lot of lobsters around this year. It's cool. It's been fun fishing.
Yeah, and you know what else? As I was in Point Loma Seafoods yesterday afternoon, the price of live lobster is cheaper than I've ever seen, like $25 a pound, which is a really good price for live lobster, right? But that's not good for you, right?
You know, the local market's been great for us this year. You know, that's a number that kind of works for everybody. We're able to make a little bit of money, and it's reasonable for the consumers. So Point Loma Seafoods, Tunaville, all the local markets, Mitch's, kind of the saving of the season for us.
Yeah,
it's really good to hear, buddy.
It's a good deal.
But I don't want to take up too much time. But I just thank you guys, Dwayne, Debbie, the rest of the gang. You guys are awesome, and we look forward to next year's charters.
Yeah, Cameron, before you go, Fluffy was showing a video on his phone there of Jack hitting a couple home runs there at a Little League game. That was pretty awesome.
I just got in from fishing, and now I'm going to pick him up for baseball. So.
Good job, Cameron.
Hey, keep up the great work with the Mission Bell and your lobster, and we'll have you in the studio real soon,
yeah,
I hope.
Keep us updated on boat work.
Right,
we're excited to
guys.
See you.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, we'll see you. Bye.
Cameron, one of the good guys of the biz. For
yeah.
Sure. Been around and does a lot of
he
good
He made
stuff.
The trek up to Sacramento when the sand bass was, he said he better get involved. And,
understand
and
the
he did. Yeah,
part
exactly.
Of it. Yeah, for sure. Well, you have a great text.
I sure thought so. And it's kind of expanding on what we had talked about from one of our previous textures. So, man, what another great fun show. I've always enjoyed being a member of the San Diego Anglers, and I finally got a really fun chance to talk to Dwayne one-on-one on one of our recent Crystal Pier events for the kids. That we worked with DFW. They had an aquarium on there with a variety of fish that were caught during the event. The San Diego Anglers also had guest speakers. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about the San Diego the swap meet event coming up, and also if you could explain that aquarium on the Crystal Pier. And that was all from DJ in San Diego.
We will start with the aquarium on Crystal Pier. The Department of Fish and Wildlife in the city of San Diego got a hold of us with our experience on the Crystal Pier event, and they wanted to do a grand opening of Crystal Pier this year, kids fishing events. And so we all got down around 7 o'clock in the morning. Brian Young from Department of Fish and Wildlife, he runs the Fishing in the City program, and they brought an aquarium, and they stuck it on the table on the end of the pier, and they kept bucketing up buckets of salt water to keep the water fresh. And every time a kid caught a fish, they would put it in the aquarium, and the kids were so fascinated to see their fish drop into the water and start swimming around the aquarium. They're very proud that they put that fish in that aquarium there. So it's a big deal for the kids to try to get a fish in the aquarium. I think we ended up like 7 or 8 species there, plus a lobster at the very end. Nice. That really fascinated the kids at that point there.
That's awesome.
Horn sharks and stingrays and all the stuff you catch on a pier there. So that wasn't our idea, but we're certainly going to try to incorporate it next July when we have the event, because that was certainly the star of the event.
That's cool. Department of Fish and Wildlife was very cooperative.
Correct. Yeah, it was their idea. That's what Brian does. Yes.
I'm going to say something about the new Department of Fish and Wildlife. They are so much more interactive with the public and community outreach, doing so much more good stuff, crediting guys like Craig Schumann and all the guys that work for the department up there, the director and everything. They are so much more community-oriented now than they used to be. It also used to be, you know, kind of enforcement and stuff like that. But, hats off to the DFW.
At one point, there was a lot of us versus them feeling out there, and it's definitely not that way lately.
Yeah, and you know, of course, Ken Frankie interacts a lot with the DFW and puts together help with that and all, so, and it's cool that they're interacting with you guys.
They're very accessible now, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Keep it up, guys. Yep. Yeah.
We will.
Yep, and that swap, so that swap meet, I know the second part of the question, again, next Wednesday, Portuguese Hall, doors open at 5, goes to about 8 or 9, 35 vendors, new and used gear. Fisherman's Landing's going to be there with some of their stuff left over from Tackle Days. We'll have Kraken there, so our company's represented a couple of companies that'll be there, but A lot of great stuff, great prices.
Yeah, oh, yes. Great.
Yeah.
Speaking of DFW, I want to throw out a big thank you and hats off to Eric Cord, too, the one of the department's officers mm-hmm. who comes in and talks to people and interacts and stuff like that. Eric's a big fan of Let's Talk Hookup and really interacts with people, and I know you work with Eric, too, and he does a great job.
Yes.
He's kind of our local guy here.
Three meetings ago, Department of Fish and Wildlife was one of our spotlight speakers there. And then the following Saturday, we had a charter on the San Diego. And so we're rolling on in, and we see this rubber boat coming up as we're getting ready to dock. And we see it's the same guy who was at our meeting the night before. He says, oh, it's you guys there.
Oh, you.
Yeah, it's you guys
oh,
there.
Oh, we're really going to take care of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me see those licenses.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, we'll make this as quick as possible. We know you guys are all good guys here. We'll make this as quick as possible. So he jumped on the boat and talked with Booger and got everything squared away.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Hey, I have another great text here from Bob in Carlsbad. He says, I joined this Anglers after moving here from another state. Best move I've made. Debbie and Dwayne Patenew are wonderful people. And great club. They do wonderful events for Big Brother and Sisters of San Diego. Maybe Dwayne can talk about that annual event. And I'm going to say all the other clubs that hear about all the different events that you guys are involved in. And I'm sure there's a lot of other great clubs that are doing stuff.
There is.
A lot of this is because of you and Lewis and Debbie and that's
director.
It's a lot of work.
It is.
So if you want to take your club to the next level, it takes work, right?
Just do it. That's it. If you don't do it, who's going to do it?
Yeah. So, all that work in the background that's going on with the board
you guys
directors.
Work your tails off.
Yeah. I mean, think about the number of groups that you guys have lended a hand to. You know, I didn't know you did work with, you know, the Brothers and Sisters, all these kids organizations, all the Warrior Foundations. I mean, the list of people that you guys lend a hand to and provide a rad day for is really impressive.
So the week before we jumped on the 10-day trip, we've been doing this Big Brothers and Sisters event on the bay for about 20-plus years here. We work with Andy Kurtz at Seaforth Boat Rentals down in Coronado, and we get club members with boats to take a big and a little out fishing for the day in the bay, and any deficit that we have with boats, Andy just gives us a free boat for the day.
That's so rad.
And takes the kids fishing there. So we get paired up in the morning, and I always go to the bait barge, you know, start chopping up little sardines, tie it to the bait barge there. And so this year there was no current, and I told them, hey, we're going to do a little wildlife tour before we start fishing because the fish aren't going to bite. There's no current at the bait barge. So we showed them the sea lions and the seagulls and all the stuff, the submarines. And I got a call from Warren. Said, hey, I started to catch some halibut in here. So we raced back in, and my first drop over by the bait barge, well, not mine, but the kid's first drop, he's working the jig. I said, you're working it too slow. Just speed it up just a little bit. On his third little up and down, the rod goes over. Like, ah. I said, let me see that for a second here, what you got here. I want to know if it's a sand bass or a halibut. So I held the rod for a little bit. I go, dude, you got a nice halibut here. So wind it slow. Bring it up. Don't pump it. And this nice halibut comes underneath the boat. Very first fish the kid ever caught in his life.
No way.
Yes.
Cool.
And we netted that.
Legal halibut?
Legal halibut. But
wow.
By far. Oh, yeah. Wow. He was so stoked. And the big, he's not much of a fisherman. Adam goes, what is it? I go, it's a halibut. It's like the best thing you can get in the restaurant there. So he was pretty stoked. Then the current started to roll. We started chopping up the sardines out the back of the boat. And then mackerel attacked the boat. And we caught mackerel the rest of the day. And,
fun.
Oh, yeah, and everybody had the same story. Everybody took the kids out, had the same story. We get back, and then we feed them. One of our sponsors is Honey Baked Hams.
Oh, nice.
And so they give us free food at the end there, and the kids roll up and grab a lunch, and they go home.
Perfect. What a rad day.
We've been doing that for 20 and the kids are all so excited. Most of the kids have never caught a fish in their life. Then they want to
awesome.
They want to know how to go fishing again.
Yeah. All right, I have a this is actually a question for George.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready.
Technical question
I'm
from
ready.
Travis at Oceanside. He says, when listening on the app, the connection drops when transitioning from home Wi-Fi to cellular data. Is there a way to adjust for a seamless handoff?
So, the on a web player, it doesn't necessarily auto-reconnect. So you may just have to hit the button again.
Okay.
There's a player, if you have on a computer, a player called VLC, which is terrific, and that will auto-reconnect.
Okay.
And actually,
VLC
you can
on
VLC,
a computer, but not on a cell phone.
You could actually get that for a cell phone as well. You'd have to have the guts internal technical connection to do it. But okay. Yeah, but that's what it is. It's really up to the player to reconnect.
So really, you just have to just.
When it's the old refresh button.
Yeah, the refresh button. Yeah, there's a thing about web where they don't want to autoplay anything because something bad when someone's doing it. Not us, it's all goodness.
When in doubt, refresh.
Refresh.
Yeah. We do that all the time here in the world.
Yeah, we do.
That's our savior button.
It's nice and refreshing here now, actually. The air conditioner's on, so it's good, yeah.
My level of IT is if it's not working, we'll just turn it off and turn it right back on again.
We should call that a BRS reset, big red switch.
That's about my level for sure.
Yeah, that's you're doing the right thing.
All right. Well,
it always works.
Yeah, I had another fun text come through. Says, good morning, guys. We had such a fun time at Tackle Day. My husband really enjoyed all the great deals on jigs and jigging stuff. My question for the club, do you guys have anything that's women's focused? Do you have women's tournaments? Do you have women's divisions? That was the question that was from our caller in Irvine there.
We used to have women's tournament, but club participation and that has kind of started to slack. But we do have women's divisions and all the competitions that we do and the tournament, what do we call that?
The Angler of the Year.
Angler of the Year, yes. It's we have divisions for kids and children in those events there, yes.
And Angler of the Year is like you have a points system for different fish. So like you might not be in a Anglers Club Bay Bass tournament, but just throughout the year as you're fishing, certain fish are worth certain points per pound. And is that how that
correct
goes?
So we based everything way back when on 150 pound striped marlin, and then what a good catch bass would be compared to, so a bass is a good 10 pound bass, 150, so we get 15 points per pound for a 10 pound bass, you know. So we compared everything to 150 pound striped marlin, and then
like extrapolated up or
the
down
points, yes, yeah, to get it up to 150 points there. So if you got a really good one, you get 150 points.
Perfect.
And then you have to catch 7 species before you even qualify. And then whoever has the most points at the end of the year wins reel of his choice. Only it's a 2-speed reel, a Shimano or a Penn 2-speed reel, and a jacket and a hat and
big plaque.
And that's just another part. That's just another fun part of being in the club, though. Yeah. Like, that's not an event. Like, so every time you go fishing, if you catch a good, worthy, qualifying fish, you get a weight receipt and
that's
turn
right.
it into the club. And, you know, it's just a fun thing to compete with your buds. And
yeah, and I think we've made the weight receipt simpler, right, because you can do it online now?
You can do it online now. That's correct.
What percentage of your members are sport boat anglers versus private boat anglers?
That's a great question. I don't have the answer to that there, but typically, you know, I'm a private boat guy. How many boats do I got? I got 5 boats, and I still jump on every charter there. So
sure.
A lot of guys.
Like a combo.
Yeah, a lot of guys fish both. But I.
Just say 70-30?
Yes.
70-30?
Yes.
70% sport boat.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They join the club to get on these discounted charters, that limited load charters that we do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
That's a big draw of being a club member.
You get a discounted charter.
Yes. Yes.
Private charter.
And limited load.
So, like this one that you had on the Vagabond was 13 people?
Normally 16 people, but things
but
are
still,
a little tough.
16 on the back of it, my gosh.
Typically 16, but this year we had some people drop out due to health reasons at the end, so we run with 13. Correct.
And I get to see it being on the tackle store side. I mean, obviously the landing is different, but I see Dwayne and they're like, those guys, their charters are picked very specifically, and they put a tremendous amount of effort into it. I mean, they're picking on dates and times and tides and, you know, and things like that. And Dwayne is like the very beginning of the year, like sliding everything in before things are booked. So like when they book their charters are done with a lot of thought and effort. Like, so we don't think about it now, and all of a sudden August rolls around and, you know, 2 days before the new moon and like this perfection of time. Like, turns out the anglers are, you know, have a 3/4 day charter that day. Like, a lot of effort is put into those guys picking their trips and times for, you know, hoping to maximize what will be the best, you know, months later.
Sometimes we have back-to-back charters where we'll have a foundation charter on a Thursday and a club charter on a Friday because we're taking advantage of the tides and the moon and all this stuff there. So sometimes it's back-to-back. It's a lot of work.
Okay. And that's all Dwayne. Yeah. That's all Dwayne. Because people are always asking, How is it your charters? You guys always catch a lot of fish, and then the next day, there's like nothing.
I'm getting the feeling that the reason Dwayne puts these together is so he can go.
Yeah.
No doubt.
am I seeing through
the draw?
I pay whatever else pays. I don't take advantage.
But you get to go.
You get to go.
Yeah, if somebody else says, that's right. A charter master in the future. And I've been doing the charters. There's only been two charter masters for... We were a splinter of the Rod and Reel Club and then become the San Diego. There's only been two charter masters for this organization. Doug Kern, who passed it off to me in 1989.
Wow.
And I've been chartering ever since.
Wow. That's pretty neat. Yes. Good for you, Dwayne.
Yes.
Thank you for keeping all that going.
So
I got an interesting text here from Dan in L.A. He says, are those Crickin bags going to be local at local tackle shops, or is there a website?
Right now, they'll be at local tackle shops once we get delivery out to all of them.
Okay.
If you really want one really bad, you would just email me, lewis@socalbendogroup.com, and we'll make arrangements to get one to you.
lewis@socalbendogroup.com. Okay. Yep. All right. You don't have a website yet.
Yes, we do. socalbendogroup.com.
Okay. socalbendogroup.com.
Yep.
And just email you and
we'll make arrangements for payment and get it shipped out to them.
Good for you.
That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of this great information, more of your text, and more killer catch reports. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sports Fishing Voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way with the GOAT modes. That's goes over any terrain. It's time to see Ford in a new light. New inventory has arrived. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to take a test drive today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, boy, I'll tell you what, Shimano is just killing it with those new Talikas. Ron had one of those new Talika 12s on the boat the other day. It's so compact. I go, that's like a little tiny reel, but it's a big reel, right?
I think the biggest change is in my new favorite, which is the Talika 20A series. There's been the most changes in that reel from taking what I considered a perfect platform and then somehow finding a way to make it better. They lowered the low gear ratio. They switched to a twin disc drag from a single disc. Larger handle, larger knob. In the case of the 25, it's a T-bar. It's just awesome. They did so many great things to the newest generation of those Talika reels.
All of them. So they're available in now all the way up to 50.
Yeah.
50, 40, 25, 20, 16, 12.
Maybe we'll see the two little
fillet
ones.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaport Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaport Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limit, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. All kinds of great stuff going on with the anglers. Want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Also, did you know Summit is the best place to get low prices on ice and snacks for your trip? Over 40 snacks for just 89 cents as well as sandwiches, fresh salads, frozen bait, too. Ice is nearly half the price of the others at only $3.99 and $25 or for a 25-pound bag. Excuse me. Also, you can get 100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon fill at Summit Gasoline. Free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices on gas at the San Diego Sports Arena. The last thing I got to throw in is Dallas and the boys dropped me off this morning. She was going straight to Summit for the cheapest car wash in town. They have such a good car. It's like
it's like the best car wash in town for $6.
We have one in the corner at our house that's great, whatever, but it's $20, and it is not as good as the $6 one at Summit. So, yeah, Dal
drop. They have vacuums the whole thing. And I might add, too, with the recent hike in gas prices, thanks, Gavin Newsom, it's cheaper at Summit than anywhere else.
It's the best.
I mean, so I hope she's going to fill the car, too.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
And they're a great supporter of all the fishing. They're a great supporter for the anglers, the foundation.
Cool. Martha are just cool amazing. People.
Anything we ever need, they're always there.
You want ice for your event?
Yep.
The Summit guys are the first one. So we thank Summit Gasoline for being a big part of the fishing industry. They're really, really fantastic. And
yes.
Time to find out what's fighting down in the Baja. And this report is sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get premier fish processing. Check out the new, easier online system for your fish processing, your local, your long-range trip. They have great team members, and Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest because of it. Same-day capacity is unbelievable. They keep up with that same day like nobody else. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and make your reservations for your next trip today. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Pedro, Rick, buenos dias, as well as the rest of the guys there. It sounds like you guys have a full house in the world headquarters.
Yes, we do. And Smokey's Cure and Company and Cantina saw some action this week, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Always. There's always action at Smokey's Cure Company in Cantina, I'll tell you that. Well, listen, guys, you know, we're winding down on the season here, which is nothing new. And so we have less and less charters going out every day. But there's still plenty of productivity, starting with the yellowfin tuna bite. We're still seeing some good numbers of yellowfin tuna and really close in to the north right there off Punta Pescadero. You know, you don't have to go too far to get to them, and they're biting with the sardinas, hoochies, cedar plugs, and like I said, not too far away. One of the great things I had talked to you earlier in the week, Pedro, the wahoo bite starting to heat up real good. We had some guys from Colorado go out. We had some north winds blow one day. They kind of got blown out one day, but the next 2 days they caught 4 and 3. Wahoo, respectively, and I was like, you guys know that's epic, right? You know that's an epic day, and they're like, oh, yeah, we know. So lots of, and they were just right there to the south off Lighthouse in Punta, Colorado, close in, wow. And they were targeting them, but none of them were fishing with wire leader. So they hooked 8 and landed 7, so they had a real good catch rate, you know, not being rigged necessarily for them with the wire leader. Yeah, so I thought, you know, what a great time. And then the wahoo bites happening down at down towards San Jose at El Amon, where we fished last year, Pedro. Down at El Amon, that's starting to go off for the wahoo too, which is kind of a hot spot. So that's good. That's pretty good there. The billfish bite is slowing down a little bit. We got, you know, mostly striped marlin this week. Still decent numbers, but you know, nothing crazy. And then, you know, the Dorado we're seeing are just, you know, little Dorados. So nothing really exciting there. But like I said, there's less and less boats going out every day because the season's winding down. It's going to be the north wind time. It's going to be time to start the kite boarding. But, man, it's a beautiful day today. I haven't seen any north winds. We saw maybe one, two days this past week. But I just got done walking down the beach towards Pops' house there, Pedro. It's a beautiful day, calm. I'm sure today's going to be a good day. And then just to report, I heard you talking about the Western Outdoor Nursing jackpot. So I guess like about a 200, maybe about 260-pounder came in and took that yesterday. Yeah, 260. And then I think, you know, maybe there was like a 150-pounder or something that came in second. So
is Vaquera fishing in that?
Yeah. Vaquera fished with some clients that have been fishing that tournament for years with Diego. In fact, they won it
several years ago with them. And so they fish it every year, religiously. So, I haven't had a chance to talk to Diego this morning, but I was trying to keep in touch with him. He said it was tough sledding a little bit this year. So, anyway, that's fishing.
Yeah. And hopefully he'll get one today, huh?
Yeah. Well, I think, no, Pedro, yeah, it's over.
Oh, it's over.
Yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, yesterday wrapped it up. So, we're gonna, it's done until next year.
I had some good friends and customers that were fishing in the tournament. They've had a lot of success, in the tournaments over the years, and they had fished in the Bisbee, they fished in the little Bisbee. They had a 270-pound tuna, which unfortunately was caught the same day as a 290 was.
So
it didn't take any of the jackpots, and because the little Bisbee, it's only the first place for big tuna. So a 270-pounder that afforded them nothing. No big marlin for them in the Bisbee, and then during the Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament, they had like a 600-pound blue marlin, or black marlin, that also did them nothing because it was in the tuna tournament. So, some really fun and really exciting catches, all of which were just at the wrong day or just at the wrong time. So,
you talk about timing, man. It's all about timing. And that 270 they caught that didn't win them anything would have been the winner in the tuna jackpot. Yeah. And I think that's like over $1 million pot, man. That's a nice fish. But yeah, it's timing is everything, and we know that. So
yeah, for sure. Well,
speaking of timing is everything, I told you guys we got free beer manana, and we keep having guys show up a day early on that.
What is that all about? Only at Smokey's Curing Company.
Get your time there, right?
It's amazing.
You better be there manana.
But it must be hopping manana down there. I know it's a busy season, and things are great. And Smokey's is, and of course, you'll continue to operate, process fish for people. Becerra's going to come back and do some fishing too?
Oh yeah, for sure. And we kind of slow everything down, and we'll still have guys on the docks and everything, but it's just not the full, we're not full throttle like we are, basically April, May through November.
Right.
So about this time. So, yeah, but we'll be processing fish, and we'll start switching over to the cantina side, with the sports and all that. So, but we'll still be processing for sure.
All right, Chris, how do we get a hold of you if we want to book Vaquera, want to come to the best place in the East Cape, that's Smokey's Curing Company and Cantina, or have our fish processed?
One of the best ways is by cell. Just give me a call, 858-231-1358. I've got my phone with me all the time, and I can also answer emails at BajaSmokeDog2Gs@gmail.com, or get a hold of us at VaqueraSportFishing.com.
You're the best.
Thanks, Chris.
Appreciate it.
Great, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, for sure. Keep up the good work, guys. Great show.
Thanks for the call.
All right, take care.
Yeah, awesome.
Want to remind you that report's sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. Sea surface temperature, chlorophyll, currents, sea height, and more. With Terrafin Mobile, you can access your charts on your phone or any mobile device. Check Terrafin.com for more information.
And this time of the year, Terrafin is so important. Watch for those water temp breaks and stuff like
everything.
That. The chlorophyll, the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, there's not a fleet of 100 people out there, you got to rely on your own a little bit more, and water charts are the only way to go, and nobody does it like the OGs in the game of Terrafin.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, great one here from Gabe in Carson City, Nevada. Hey, guys, another great show. The Anglers Club sounds awesome. I have a question for the app. Will you be able to view the show from the app in the future? Thank you all for doing that and providing us top fishing information. I might say...
Well, I would say you could probably embed YouTube in your app. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, we do have that. Actually, if you go to our app, there is a social media link for Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, and so you can actually watch the show from the app. So just toggle down. Adam does a great job on that.
Yes, he does.
So just go to our app. You'll see a little social platform. Click on that, and then just click on our YouTube or Facebook, and it'll take you right to
all of us at Backbone Broadcast appreciate you listening on radio.
Yeah.
And that's hard to do when you're driving, so you don't want to use the YouTube when you're driving.
You don't want to use YouTube. And then for the recordings, of course, on YouTube, you can just also access it from our YouTube page.
There it is.
On the app. Yeah.
Right.
Well, like Pete, I'm impressed. You should become a consultant.
No, they need to hire George.
Well, but we're available.
We're available.
We're available. Yeah.
Just call George.
Well, I had another fun text. Great show as usual, guys. Dwayne, you've got it wired up there. I was hoping you could talk a little bit about Pyramid Lake and the big trout. Big thanks to the San Diego Anglers Club for all you guys do to protect and to promote fishing. Thanks for everything, Jim Salazar.
Hey, Jim, how's it going there? A long time no see. We used to see Jim up in the Sierras when we go up to Big Porch area. He did a big a crawdad fest in his campground one night for us. I never thought we were going to eat all those crawdads and potatoes on his table there, but we but we did. But anyway, yeah, Pyramid Lake, we got introduced to that about 4 years ago. Paul actually flew down. My friend in the studio here flew down about a month ago on the opener on October the 1st, and I think we caught 35 fish, 35 cutthroat trout. The littlest are like 8, and the biggest we got was 22 pounds.
Wow. When was that that you went?
October 1st.
Oh, you went for the opener.
Yeah, the opener up there.
I heard the weather was pretty sporty after the opener.
So Bill Boyce, Kurt Schaefer, myself, and Paul were having lunch and when the weather got really bad, and they decided to put their boat back in the water when it calmed down a little bit. We went back to the hotel, and the wind started to blow really bad there.
Yeah.
Funnel clouds
dangerous
there. Yes, but anyway, yes, so opening day is really good fishing. The fish are on bait balls at the thermocline. They're down about 60 or 70 feet. It's different every year. It's just like yellowtail fishing. Go around, find a bait ball, drop on these fish with your favorite lure, and just whale on them there. They just hang around the bait ball there.
Different than later in the year where they get up on the shore.
Correct.
And start to spawn like in March, April, May.
Then put your waders on and fish them offshore. There's been many times when we were fishing in waist deep water and we heard all the boiling behind us on the shore. You turn around and there's these giant trout pushing bait up on the shore like grunting, you know.
Yeah.
And so you're throwing your lure back up on the shore instead of out in the deeper water there. It's pretty impressive. I don't know why they don't have 2,000 people fishing their opening day. It reminds
me it's a miserable place to
freezing.
Fish. I'll tell you why. I've fished it many times. I don't think, I'm not going to say never. There's never's a long time. I don't think I'll ever want to fish there again.
Really?
I've had so many miserable trips there with weather, just being cold. It's just like, you can't dress warm enough there for me anyway. It's just,
we've been really lucky there. Every time
you're
up there, it's
lucky.
Warm and the fish are biting and we have a great
time. I mean, I've caught a lot of great fish there.
So who caught that big fish?
Big fish and stuff like that, but it's just a
I caught the big fish.
You caught the big fish.
Yeah.
Which is how big again?
22 pounds and 8 pounds.
I saw a picture of it. Yes, pretty amazing. That's a big fish.
Took me 30 minutes to get it in. It just stuck at the thermocline down there and didn't want to come up.
And you're fishing a spinning reel?
Spinning reel, yeah.
Wow.
A little Shimano CI4, the old style. Exact Stratic.
But for those who want to brave it, and if you get lucky, some days are beautiful there.
My favorite
is gorgeous.
My favorite description was Bruce Smith, who spends a ton of time up there.
Yes.
And I remember
that's
him telling you, Pete, about
it.
And he just said, "I don't care where you've been or what you've done, it will be the coldest you've ever been in your entire life."
Yeah, and he was right. Yeah, I mean, I've been fishing in Alaska and deep in the woods of Alaska and stuff like that. I've never been colder than I was at Pyramid Lake in April.
Wow. In April.
Yeah.
What spring?
What amazes me is how many saltwater guys end up there. You know, Greg Stokesbury was up
there.
Greg's
and his gang and Bill and
Chris and Kurt Schaefer and us and Chad and the whole gang is up there. And they're typically saltwater fishermen there. It's a lot of fun up there. Opening day, you can't not be there on opening day. That's when the fishing is the best. Shortly after that, the winds show up, thermocline disappears, and the fish spread out like Pete was talking about.
But you got to have a boat, right?
You got to have a boat, yeah. The shore fishing isn't that good on October 1st, but then later in the year all the way up to when it closes in June, it's good fishing off the shore. Or kayaks or float tubes or whatever you want to do.
It's a good idea if you're going to have a place to stay.
That's right. We stay at Western Village Inn in Sparks, Nevada. It's $69 a night. They got casinos, 3 restaurants, and
hot showers and big beds.
Oh,
and
that sounds really
it's only,
good.
It's only, about 30, than... it's only about 30 minutes away. It's not very far, you know, and the fish seem to bite all day long. Yeah. So
better than sleeping in the camper shell is what you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, no, don't do that.
Tough to thaw out after that. Yeah. Hey, I had another fun text come through from John. It says, man, you guys put on a ton of tournaments. I was wondering if you could tell us, both Lewis and Dwayne, what is your personal favorite tournament or event that you guys do throughout the year with the San Diego Anglers Club?
Wow. Well,
well, in the past it was OBB, right?
That OBB, was, Open Bay Bass Tournament. Yes, that was the king of tournaments. There, 1,000 people would show up. Pete and Rick would do the MC at the end, and their voices would be hoarse after 2 hours.
Totally.
Raffle. Well, the sponsorship was give away free prizes, and then you can come in and set a table up there. So free, far and away, the Bay Bass Tournament was the best.
Free food, free beer, free everything.
Yes, free everything.
The one thing that I remember that always made me smile so much during the biggest years of it were no matter how big the tournaments were in San Diego, Marlin tournaments and tuna tournaments, when it was at its height, if you wanted to be in the OBB, everything got mailed out the same day.
Correct.
And if you didn't fill out your application and then mail it the same day that you got it, you likely weren't going to make it back into the tournament.
Because there's limited parking at Shelter and Launch Ramp, only 167 parking spots, so we'd limit it to 150 boats. And parking boat trailers out on the street was a no-no, and so we got scolded by the port one time, and so we learned our lesson, and... And we limited it to 150 boats. That's right.
And at its height,
it was
150 boats sold out in one day.
When the people from the Port of San Diego would show up just for the hamburgers, you know, you knew you had a big event. Iowa Meat Farms would save their trimmings off the prime rib at Christmas time, and then they would grind it up for hamburgers for us for our event there.
Wow.
So we had the best hamburgers available in the port people would come down just for the just for the barbecue. I'd walk them to the front of the line and say, "Here you go," and they would load their food up.
So now the event is what? It's an invitation.
It's a lot smaller. No, it's the same thing. We run it out of the outboard boating club there at Shelter and Launch Ramp there. We get about 25 or 30 boats. It got too expensive to start up after COVID. They wanted $8,000 to rent that piece of grass. They wanted $12,000 for the tent that we always.
Wow.
So the first $20,000 is going to go to other people, and we said it's not worth our while to try to put this big event.
Just
a smaller event, and we'll do that every spring, probably April when Ken gets the tide charts.
And the idea was to raise funds for the club.
Correct.
To do all the great things that you guys do with all the kids and the brothers and the Warriors. Like, the idea was for you to earn money, and if you're spending $20,000 off the top,
correct,
before you get to put a dollar in your pocket for the different...
It's not worth it for $5,000. I'd rather write a check for $5,000 and give it to the club than not have to do 3 months worth of work to prepare for that event there.
So, well, let's go live on the water right now. Mike's on the Tribute calling in. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Doing great. How's the fishing?
It's been great. I mean, really, you know, we've talked about it. Our last trip, we had limits of yellowfin, limits of bluefin, and this morning they're already up to 31 bluefin, 15 yellowtail, and some skipjack.
At 8 o'clock in the morning.
In November.
Crazy.
Yep. Well, November, it's literally like our last few trips have been just a blast. And we had to lay in one trip for weather, but weather looks good. We're out again tomorrow night. Trip sold out. Chartered next weekend, so I think next Sunday would be your next availability, but it's good, really good.
And so this is out on the bank?
There's fish out at the bank, and there's fish down the beach. This is down the beach.
Down the beach, wow.
Oh, cool.
Fantastic. It sounds amazing. So trip tomorrow night is sold out, but we can get on the one next Sunday.
Yeah, we have a charter over the weekend, and then Sunday would be a go, and then... It looks like the following Friday, the trip before Thanksgiving, has already got people on it. That trip will definitely be a go. And it's usually one of the greatest trips of the year. I mean, I don't know how many times we've got in getting ready for Thanksgiving, and it's just like flat, greasy, calm weather and great fishing. It seems to be kind of the routine.
Gotta love that kind of stuff. Well, Mike, we sure appreciate your reports from the Tribute because Marcos has been dropping the ball lately. I don't know. You know, I'm gonna go on record here. He's supposed to call every Saturday, and he's been dropping the ball. So please give him a hard time for us.
I will. I usually end up calling right after him, but I guess I I don't think he's getting this call in today.
Maybe he stole his thunder a little too hard.
I don't think he gets the lightning
back in there.
Yeah. Well, Mike, we appreciate you. If somebody wants to get on the Tribute, how do we do that?
Seaforthlanding.com, TributeSportFishing.com. You can call Marcos and give him some shit here. 3383. Call and ask why he's not calling in. And then, yeah, check out our social media, Tribute Sport Fishing. We got some pictures up of the bluefin being caught this morning. And like I said, there has been some great yellowfin fishing down there. It's usually just a matter of what stop you get into.
Wow, how cool. All right. Awesome,
sounds pretty
Mike.
Fantastic.
Love it.
Thanks, buddy. Right.
We'll hopefully have a finalized report for you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, give us a call tomorrow. Let us know how it is. All right, good luck. Go get them. And, again, appreciate your report. And, yeah, we'll get on Marcos for sure.
being a derelict in his duties.
He's probably just too busy chowing down at Charlie's Landing.
That's probably
what got him. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got that beautiful Kraken Supply Co. kill bag. Wow. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way with the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about my fishing buddy Dan Hume and his amazing company, Hume Termite. As you know, Southern California is infested with termites. It's a constant battle for anyone who owns a home, and that's where Hume Termite come in. They're strictly termite experts. They start with a thorough inspection to find out why you have termites in the first place, then recommend sustainable treatment options that work. Hume Termite has been controlling my termites for years, and I have recommended them to numerous friends. Did you know 99% of termite companies are commission-based? Not Hume Termite. They're all salaried employees, and with a thorough inspection, they'll help you solve your termite problems. Not sell you something you don't need. Let Dan and his crew earn your business through customer service and trust. It's swarming season, and now is the time to call Hume Termite at 760-598-2201. They'll come out and give you honest answers to solve your termite issues. Check HumeTermite.com.
One rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers. Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Fisher, everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodation, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me, book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time. Lewis is going to do us the honors. We're going to find out who, if we have a caller or texter winning that beautiful Kraken Supply bag, kill bag. He's going to do us the honors.
He goes. He's going to deliver it himself.
Okay, all right. Today we have a texter. Congratulations, Justin in Leucadia, you have a beautiful new kill bag coming your way. Sure. How cool
Hand
is that?
Hand delivered by Lewis,
yeah,
too.
Congratulations. That was really cool.
Yeah, very nice.
Bag.
No, thank you. Thank you for cracking.
$100 at the upcoming swap meet?
At the swap meet until we sell out. $100.
Wow, pretty good deal. Okay, again, the swap meet is this coming Wednesday, right, Dwayne?
Correct, November the 12th. Doors open at 5 o'clock, but you know the swap meet aficionados are going to be there early.
Yeah, I was going to say, first come, first serve.
Yeah, and then to join the San Diego Anglers, just come to the club meeting,
just come
right?
to the club meeting, yes.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do.
Every
second Wednesday of every month.
Second Wednesday of every month at Correct. Portuguese Hall Correct. On Shelter Island Drive in Shrewsbury.
December, though, is our Christmas dinner down at Portuguese Hall, honey-baked hams, but I don't know if we're going to have any officials there to sign anybody up. It's our big Christmas dinner for the club there.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Right. Cool.
But do join the club. It's a great club. And keep up the great work, guys.
You guys do such a good job, man. It's awesome.
Thank you. Really, really great. Yeah. And, again, what's the two websites?
For the fishing club, it's sandiegoanglers.com. And you can get a hold of us at sandiegoanglers@gmail.com. And for the foundation, it's sandiegoanglersfoundation.org or sandiegoanglersfoundation@gmail.com.
George, I know you're going to join us tomorrow.
Too.
So yeah, you'll be here.
Plug me
but if somebody wants more information on Backbone?
Backbonebroadcast.com.
Backbonebroadcast.com. If they want to get their own podcast going.
Yeah, we have a network of college radio stations and individual talk show hosts like yourself, and it's open to anybody.
All over stuff.
All over everywhere.
All right, George, thanks for being here. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you all for being out there. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Captain Brian Woolley from Dana Worth Sport Fishing will be here. It's going to be a great show, 7 to 9 a.m. both on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. We'll see you tomorrow.